Hey, my lovely friend. Ready to discuss the latest world news?
Hey, of course I'm ready, and thanks for the respectful greeting.
All right, got it. Let's start with the situation in Ukraine. It looks like Russia is stepping up its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Unfortunately, even Kharkiv hasn't been spared. The city has been hit by heavy shelling.
That's really worrying. But let's move on to another part of the world. In Israel, there was an incident that caused a lot of concern. Israel struck humanitarian organization workers in the Gaza Strip. This has triggered a reaction from Western countries.
You're right, mate. The world is full of conflicts. But there are also natural disasters that lead to tragedies. In Taiwan, the largest earthquake in 25 years occurred. 9 people died and 1,000 were injured.
Yeah, the world is full of unrest and disasters. But it's important to remember that we're all in this together and should help each other where we can.
Have you ever wondered why each of us is like the sun? Let me explain what I mean. For example, there's this singer, Moncrief, an Irish lad, 31 years old, muscular and curly-haired. Not as curly as Chalamet, but with smaller curls. And there he is, in his black vest, which we no longer call a wife beater, but rather a tank top, singing a song called The Sun Is Shining Somewhere. This song could almost be a monologue for anyone at their first session with a therapist. Someone from a developing country, of course. It's uplifting, but there's a catch. He sings that the sun is shining somewhere and he just needs to get there. But here's the interesting thing. Each of us is like the sun. Yes, yes, you're the sun, and I'm glad to see you. Good morning, my little oatcake. Have you ever wondered why there are so many problems with elephants in Botswana, mate?
Well, I know that Botswana is located in the southern part of the African continent and borders South Africa to the south. It's one of the wealthiest and most stable countries in Africa. The population is just over 2 million, although the country is 1.5 times larger than Poland in terms of area.
You know, 70% of Botswana's territory is taken up by the Kalahari Desert. And get this, a third of the entire world's elephant population lives in Botswana. There are a whopping 130,000 of them, and they're not exactly peaceful.
Yeah, I've heard about that. They eat up the crops, trample the fields, destroy private property, and even kill adults and children. Not on purpose, of course, but who knows what those elephants are up to.
You know, mate, the reason there are so many elephants in Botswana is because they strictly enforce conservation laws and because the neighboring countries often have armed conflicts. Poachers find it hard to get to the elephants there, so they tend to stay away.
I wonder, how is the government trying to regulate the animal population?
You know, mate, the thing is, they give away elephants. Recently, they gifted 8,000 animals to neighboring Angola. Also, in Botswana, there's a quota for elephant hunting. And based on this quota, they sell licenses to Western hunters. They can kill the wild animals and take home the head and skin as trophies.
But you know, in March, the British Parliament began considering a bill to completely ban the import of such trophies. And just the other day, a similar proposal to restrict the import of hunting trophies was voiced in Germany.
Yeah, and the president of Botswana, Mokgweetsi Masisi, got really angry. Germans should try living with the animals themselves, just as they're trying to convince us to do, and this is no joke at all. So, he actually threatened to send 20,000 elephants to Germany. Before that, he threatened to send 10,000 elephants to London's Hyde Park. Can you imagine how that would look, mate?
Wow, that's something. But overall, I can understand Masisi's position. If countries ban the import of trophies, Botswana will lose revenue from selling licenses, and that's a lot of money. Plus, the population still needs to be regulated somehow.
I get it, mate. You can understand the nature protectors, of course, and the European governments, too. It's one thing when diamonds and gold come to you from former colonies, and another thing when it's elephant heads and skins. Quite a different story. I feel for the elephants the most because they're just living their lives. Anyway, that was a story about how everyone has their own problems. And in Botswana, it's elephants and the expanding Kalahari Desert. Mate. Speaking of tricky relationships with animals and laws, it reminds me of another interesting piece of news from Africa. In Nigeria, they recently arrested a local celebrity for disrespecting banknotes. Can you imagine?
What? Disrespecting banknotes? How absurd is that? I mean, it's just paper.
Well, imagine this. At the movie premiere, this woman was throwing banknotes as a sign of gratitude. And that's considered abuse because the notes were falling on the ground, where they could be trampled on. Unusual, isn't it?
Wow, that's really strange. But, you know, I've heard that similar laws exist in many countries around the world. You won't go to prison for it, but there are consequences for defacing euro banknotes. It's interesting, isn't it? Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's right. It's interesting how you always know these things. But let's get back to our story. So, if you ever become a celebrity, remember, don't go throwing money around. Otherwise, you might get into trouble, just like our heroine from Nigeria.
Ha ha, I'll definitely keep that in mind, but you know, it still seems strange to me that you can get punished for that. After all, money is just paper, isn't it?
Well, some countries take that very seriously, so it's better to be careful. You know, Dux, I recently heard a story that made me think about how important it is to always be ready for the unexpected.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Tell me more.
So there was this Belarusian chap living in Poland on a residence permit. One day, he decided to go to Cameroon.
In Cameroon? That's in Africa, right?
Yeah, that's right. And here's our guy finding himself in Cameroon. But then something unpleasant happens. He loses his residency permit.
Oh, that sounds like a big problem, mate.
Yeah, so he goes to the Polish consulate. But they tell him he needs to contact the Belarusian embassy. Or, get this, stay in Cameroon forever.
Forever? In Cameroon? That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And now he's raising money for a ticket to Georgia, where he can start sorting out his affairs. That's the story.
Wow, that really makes you think. I hope everything works out for him.
You know, Dux, the world is full of surprises. Speaking of surprises, there's another story I want to tell you about. It's about the Korean singer Karina and her superfans.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's the story where fans found out that she was dating someone, and they drove a truck with a built-in electronic billboard to her agency's building. The billboard said, "Isn't the love from your fans enough for you? Why did you decide to betray the fans? Please apologize directly. Otherwise, you'll face a drop in album sales and empty seats at concerts."
Yeah, that's the one. Turns out these aren't just regular fans, but so-called superfans. You know, the really devoted and motivated ones who want their favorite performer to be the best and win everywhere.
You know what's interesting? Superfans not only stream their favorite star's music 24/7, even while sleeping without sound, to boost their chart rankings, but they also organize mass voting during awards seasons, and sometimes even sponsor digital billboard ads in places like Times Square in New York.
Wow, that's some intense love. It's actually quite scary. These extreme parasocial relationships are pretty normal in South Korea and Japan. Fans buy a lot of merchandise and actively participate in the artist's creative life, so they demand compensation for it. They get jealous of their idol and even threaten them if they don't behave the way they think is right.
You know, it's funny how everyone in America is so caught up in Taylor Swift's romance with footballer Travis Kelce, while over in Korea, singer Karina is breaking up with her boyfriend because her fans are jealous. It's like everything's the same everywhere, but it's not. The world is wonderfully diverse.
In Botswana, elephants are raging, while in Korea, the superfans are in an uproar. So much going on in the world, isn't there? Well, my young friend, are you ready to switch from the wonders of science to more serious topics?
Yeah, I'm always ready to discuss something serious. What's been happening in Ukraine in the past few days?
You know, Dux, it's been a tough time for Ukraine lately. Russia has been stepping up its attacks on the Ukrainian energy infrastructure. At the end of March, they targeted the country's largest thermal power plants and hydroelectric power stations. As a result of these attacks, 80% of the power capacity of DTEK, Ukraine's largest energy company, has been destroyed, and the Dnipro hydroelectric power station has been knocked out of action.
Wow, that sounds serious. So, what's been happening in Ukraine now?
You know, Dux, it's been a tough time for Ukraine lately. There are frequent power outages in many regions of Ukraine. In addition, 350,000 residents of the Kharkiv region are left without electricity. Kharkiv is really bearing the brunt of it all. The city was heavily shelled on Thursday night, and tragically, a drone hit a high-rise building, resulting in the loss of 4 lives.
That's terrible. What about Ukraine? Are they doing anything about it?
Ukraine continues to use drones to attack Russian territories. 2 days ago, Ukrainian drones targeted a factory assembling military equipment in Tatarstan, which is located around 1,200 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. It's the first time during the war that Ukrainian drones have reached such a far distance.
This sounds like a real war. How is the world reacting to this?
You know, Dux, Macron says that Russia is trying to sabotage the Olympic Games in Paris. Finland has indefinitely closed its border with Russia. And Petro Poroshenko has started a TikTok account and announced it in his own unique way. But remember, my young friend, that war is always a tragedy, and we must hope for its swift end.
Wow, that's a twist. But I still don't understand why Russia is attacking Ukraine.
You know, Dux, it's a tough question, my young friend. But it's important to remember that war is always a tragedy, and we must hope for it to end as soon as possible. So, my little genius, we've discussed the situation in Ukraine, but what about other hotspots in the world? For example, Israel recently struck humanitarian organization workers in the Gaza Strip, causing a big stir.
Oh, I'm not a little kid. But yeah, I heard about that. Israel hit the World Central Kitchen workers who deliver food to Gaza. The Israeli army says it was an accident, but not everyone is buying it.
Yeah, and it caused a huge scandal. 7 people died, including 3 citizens of the UK, and 1 each from Poland, the US, Australia, and Palestine. Now in the UK, they're talking about the need to stop selling weapons to Israel, or else they could become complicit in genocide and all that. But you know, it's like the weather in London. There's always a chance of rain.
Wow, that's quite something. The Western countries are really shaken up by the deaths of the WCK workers, and the White House press secretary even said that Biden is heartbroken. But did you know that Gaza has become the deadliest place in the world for NGOs?
Yeah, that's true. Gaza is like a graveyard. Whether you're from an NGO or not, life doesn't mean much there. But, my clever friend, let's not forget that there's always another side to the story.
I'm not a little kid, but you're right, there's always another side to the story.
You know, my clever friend, the world can be a pretty dangerous place. Take, for example, the recent earthquake in Taiwan. It was the most powerful in the last 25 years.
Yeah, I heard about that. The magnitude of the tremors reached a whopping 7.2 on the Richter scale. That's really powerful.
You always surprise me with your knowledge. Unfortunately, this earthquake led to a tragedy. 9 people died and 1,000 were injured. You know, it's like that joke. Why can't an earthquake play chess? Because it always knocks the pieces off the board. But in reality, it's not funny at all.
That's terrible. But you know what shocked me the most? It's that video of a man in a rooftop pool. He seems to be enjoying what's happening, although that's highly unlikely.
Yeah, that's really strange. But, you know, the world is full of surprises. Sometimes they can be scary, like an earthquake, and sometimes just plain weird, like that guy in the pool.
I see. Speaking of surprises, that reminds me of a story I recently heard about a little girl in the movie Moana.
Oh, yes, that was so funny. My little niece came to me and said, "Auntie, I want to watch Moana. I'll take the tablet and watch the cartoon in the bedroom, okay?"
In the bedroom? What does that mean?
I was shocked too. When I asked her what in the bedroom meant, she just giggled and ran off, pitter-pattering barefoot on the laminate.
Barefoot? She didn't put on her slippers?
No, she always goes barefoot. And her little feet are so tiny, only a size 34.
Wow, that's really tiny. But let's get back to in the bedroom. Is that some new slang?
I reckon it's just her way of trying to speak English. She's always watching cartoons in English, so sometimes she tries to slip English words into her Russian sentences.
Well, that sounds very sweet. But I reckon she should work a bit more on her English.
Agreed. But anyway, it was really hilarious. All right, ducks, let's switch to a quiz. Who knows the capital of Botswana? Yes, it's the country where a third of all the world's elephants live. That's right, it's Gaborone. Right. Let's talk about my health now. Halfway through writing this letter, I started feeling chills. And when I finished, I took my temperature and realized what was going on. Hopefully, I'm not running a fever today. By the way, there are a few things I'd like to show you and discuss. Ready?
Yeah, sure. I'm always ready to learn something new.
Brilliant. The first thing I wanted to show you is a photo taken by the Curiosity rover in February. It's a rocky relief of a winding channel that may have once been an ancient river flowing on Mars. It's truly amazing, isn't it?
Wow, that sounds amazing. Are you saying that there could have been rivers on Mars? That means there could have been life there.
Right, mate. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. The second thing I wanted to show you is a collection of photos from the World Nature Photography Awards of 2024. It's a prize for the best nature photographs, and I'm sure you'll love these stunning shots.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's the award for the best nature photographs, right?
Absolutely right. And the last thing I wanted to discuss is the TV series The Three Body Problem. I watched the first season. I usually steer clear of thrillers and movies with gory violence scenes. I get enough of that from the news, but I watched this series because I read all 3 books, and I really liked it. Just remember, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh, I've heard about that series too. Sounds really interesting. I'll definitely give it a watch when I grow up.
Bertiso. So, we've already discussed nature and Mars photos, as well as the series The Three Body Problem. But there's one more thing I'd like to talk to you about. It's related to our feedback. How much do you like our dialogue? I suggest you just click on one of the emojis below. It's an anonymous survey that I'm conducting for research purposes. A similar survey was in the last letter, and maybe it will always be here. Thank you very much for your feedback. I know you know that, I know. But still. Sending you a big hug and wishing you a peaceful weekend. Don't forget to send me comments, questions, gift elephants, and sleeveless jackets to High Espresso today. And please recommend my letters to good people. I need such readers. XOXO.